Dead heat in Washington Democrat primary as results remain at a virtual standstill. By Hannah Blow on March 11, 2020. The Democrat primary results for Washington, the night's second biggest prize, remained at a virtual standstill into Wednesday morning as results continued to show Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Joe Biden, D, in a dead heat. The former vice president experienced a blowout night on Tuesday, taking Missouri, Mississippi, and the biggest prize, Michigan. The Associated Press called North Dakota, which offers just 14 delegates, for Sanders on Wednesday morning. But as of 10:30 a.m. EST, the race in Washington, which offers 89 delegates, had yet to be called. In fact, the needle hardly moved overnight. The New York Times had Sanders edging out Biden 32.8% to 32.6%, with 67% of precincts reporting as of 11:24 p.m. ET. Hours later, well into Wednesday morning, media outlets continued to show 67% of precincts reporting in the state, renewing suspicions of foul play given the tight status of the race. Why is it that the states that Bernie Sanders is seemingly leading in always take so much time to release the results compared to the one Biden wins in? One Twitter user asked. It's Washington and North Dakota this time. Last time it was all the states Bernie won. Is the DNC this corrupt? Holy smokes, I just realized for some reason. I'd why, but every time Bernie is winning a state they stop reporting more results, lol, another observed. So Bernie Sanders is leading in Washington and North Dakota, and of course, the counting of the votes has suddenly stopped. Why is it that every state he is doing well and can't report their results? One asked. The only way Washington goes to Biden is if the machines are rigged again, as they have been state after state, another remarked. Many say the full results will take days to come in, given the state's vote-by-mail status. Sanders overwhelmingly took Washington in 2016. 72.7% to 27.1%. That came at a time Democrats held precinct caucuses in the state. The Vermont senator continued to lead Biden by less than half of a percentage point in Washington as of 10:30 a.m. EST.